Well, a clear difference of legal opinion has emerged between the Department of Health and an Garda Síochána over the implementation of the COVID-19 regulations brought in to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. The emergency legislation means that people cannot travel more than 2 kilometres from their homes, but Garda headquarters has advised officers all over the country that this does not apply to people whose homes are in Northern Ireland or outside the state. The Department of Health insists there is no anomaly in the COVID-19 regulations, but does accept there could be an issue with people from Northern Ireland travelling to their holiday homes here. For more on this, I'm joined on the phone by Antoinette Cunningham, the General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors. Antoinette, you have been speaking to Garda members in the border region. What are their concerns here?
Well, Carol, I think it's fair to say that people and the public generally have become more aware of this issue in the last 24 hours. And indeed, I have spoken to our colleagues along the border regions and spent a long time last night and this morning talking to them. And this is going to create a difficulty for them. I think most people would be aware that the guards are engaging as regards policing of the COVID-19 in a 4-stage process, that being engaging, explaining, encouraging people and then enforcing. And it now would appear for us and our members that there is a difficulty with the enforcement part of that for people who come over from Northern Ireland.
And are your members coming into contact with many who are coming from Northern Ireland?
Well, they have been regularly because obviously border traffic still goes on, and in places like Donegal, we do see a very significant amount of cross-border traffic. So this is going to create a difficulty for us, but our management have been very clear in their guideline to us, and that is that the enforcement part of this for people from Northern Ireland does create a difficulty and as such cannot be applied to those.
And there is a bank holiday coming up both here and in the UK. What do you think is the solution to this at this point?
Well, I suppose an all-Ireland approach to this is probably what's needed, Carol. But for us in AGSI, we don't make laws, we just enforce laws. And I think the most important message that we can say today is that without medical intervention, the only way that we can combat COVID-19 is through the power of the people. And while we are talking about 2 jurisdictions here, we are talking about 1 virus. And that virus knows no boundaries. So all we can do is continue to encourage people and spend more time encouraging them on the public health issue that is at stake here.